Is it important that there's a lot of misspelling of townships and names?
I think that the one that I corrected, I'm not sure which one Nikki gave you, but I did do some corrections on, I've got more copies. I did do some corrections on the names on here.
Okay.
And then the second, this is the updated memo that takes out the signed by Presiding Commissioner Plummer next to Branson Police Department, and it takes out.
Do you have that one?
Sign. I made copies. And then it also has names. This will, oh, see, do that one page right there. Okay, this is your first one, and I did add names. That's the first one that went out. This is the one that I added names here on where it's signed.
Yeah, you got the old one too. Mm-hmm. So we don't, I don't think we have the new one in front of us.
Here's a new one.
I thought she said it in the email.
That may be what was emailed. I'm saying
Yeah.
Because I don't know what name. I don't see any township, any of the names.
I still Marion Woods wrong. I felt more like wrong.
Yes.
And
on the updated one, okay.
Catch my eyes fast enough.
I'll get you
okay. I was just looking at the, I didn't see any of these misspelled.
This is one where I took the highlighting out, mm-hmm. corrected the spelling, and then on the signature page added the names for who signs which applicant line, because I know that wasn't on the first one.
Okay.
It was kind of a form MOU that Keith added things to, so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, all of those names are on this one.
Okay. That's correct. That's the updated one that I had made with the names.
This is the one.
Is there a benefit to, because this is going to a board for approval?
I'm sorry.
So this is going to a board for approval.
Yes, sir.
So I'm assuming the population numbers, and those numbers are important for, is that?
It goes to the Missouri 9-1 State Board.
My question is there, would it benefit if the numbers were accurate?
No, sir.
Does it matter?
No, sir, it does not matter.
Okay.
That's just a technicality. Those numbers will matter as we get closer. To that date, to have those final numbers for AT&T, because that's how the billing would come out to the state.
Okay. Yeah, I just don't know how accurate the population numbers are. So.
I think they went by the last census. That was noted in one of the emails from the service board, is what they mentioned. Okay. But it might not be the most recent one. Did they do one last year?
In 2000. Okay, this has like Taney. No, this AMLA's.
Has Taney County at
43,000.
I think we're at 55,000 10 years ago. So, I was just curious, does it help the awarding of the fund to have a higher population?
Okay, that's my question. No, it does not.
Okay.
And so in these numbers that are being used were the numbers that I took from AT&T's numbers that they did the bid on. So actually, they got to stick to these numbers. So like, the price is actually going to be at the same or less than what it really be if the contract is awarded.
Sounds good.
Well, and I understood from one of our representatives that this was important to get this approved for the funding.
For the state.
And he explained that the time sensitive as it comes in, that they look at it as it comes in.
I'm trying to find out, has all of the concerns been, have all of the concerns brought up by council have been resolved?
You know, what stands out to me is the last statement that our council made.
In the newest one or in the oldest one?
he stands by his statement of the old one, he says. He says the only change, and he stands by his statement. And he's new when he stands by the statement, the old one. And the old one at the bottom line is, he says, I approve the MOU with all of these concerns as to form.
That would have been the one we received on March 27th.
Well, do you guys mind if I read the last sentence on the original March 27th correspondence from council?
Yes. Please.
Nick, do you mind?
Go ahead. No, that's fine.
He states, while I cannot approve this MOU without reservation, subject to the concerns set forth in this letter, I approve the MOU as to form. So he doesn't—he approves it to form, but he has concerns and reservations.
Reservations.
So that's my question: is have the reservations been answered?
Which?
The only one that was answered, in my, from what I see, is the Commissioner Plummer is supposed to only sign for himself and not for the City of Branson or Ambulance District. The only change to the revised agreement. And then his remaining comments in the March 27th letter still stand. So.
But with that last statement, he has made that statement in other issues many times, where although I have these concerns, I would go ahead and approve according to. I could.
Typically, when he says that, it's like. It'll also state. I'm trying to think of an example. I wish Nikki was here. It'll also state at the dollar amount being brought up, it shouldn't be an issue. So with that in mind, I, you know, here he specifically says, I cannot approve this MOU without reservation. That is a stronger statement than what he typically says. Am I wrong in saying that?
No, and when I read that, it gave me a little heartburn just knowing that there was reservation in it, but I feel like with conversation this morning, we have a better idea of what we're part of now.
I feel like if he were hearing the statements that were made and so forth, and I can't speak for him, so I won't go ahead and finish that statement, but I would say that the importance of proving it in order to get the ARPA funds for it, and knowing the importance of the project, that time is of a essence, and it has been stated that it's not financially obligating us to anything. It's just a memo of understanding to get the ARPA funds for the project.
I don't disagree. My question is had the other reservations been answered? So I wasn't questioning as much as asking for, do you guys agree that, so the MOU, the total project cost, going towards the 10%, that was a concern or a question. Mm-hmm. The time constraint issue was a question that was brought up. The funding of the ESI net has been brought up. I don't know that we got a good answer on that, but it's been brought up.
I can't remember. Today was the day that Nikki said that he might be available between before 10:30 or after a certain time.
I don't think we need to call him. Like, again, I'm just asking you guys, do you?
Okay.
Do you agree or think that all the reservations have been answered? From Commissioner Wyatt's statements, I'm assuming she is a yes. I'm still reading to make sure. Commissioner Plummer, do you have any thoughts?
I think the question that I had asked was answered. I'm comfortable with the answer that I received on that.
I just want to make sure we're not missing something. That's all. That's the only reason I'm asking.
Well, and that's why I ask. I'm trying to make sure that we don't. In this MOU, I understand it is just an MOU, but just trying to make sure that we are not committing the county to something outside of an MOU.
Especially whenever we haven't seen the newest one until this morning.
I emailed it Friday.
Friday.
Mm-hmm. First time I'm looking at it this morning.
Yeah, I understand.
Sorry.
No, I understand.
I looked at it Friday.
And I was helping a gentleman with just had knee replacement surgery and mm-hmm. did a lot of the things this weekend being Easter, so I apologize for not being better prepared.
No, you're fine.
If you all are,
I'm fine with
it. Are you fine with it?
You guys are good. I think everything's been answered. So.
Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the Memorandum of Understanding for Joint Applicants, file number 24-035, giving me the authority as signature.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you for your time.
I'm going to need a second copy of this because the ones that I have originally are not correct.
Did you have any input on that?
What's that?
Did you have any input on this at all? I will say this. I feel like we're always behind the eight ball on this stuff, so I don't know what can change in the future. If it's something that we need to do better, it's something that's... I feel like 911 is always brought to us last minute, and we're the last ones to sign, and we're the last ones to know what's going on. I think it happened with Carbine. And then possibly now this. So I don't know what the issue is. Let's just work together.
I can't speak on James' behalf, but I can because as a Tannehill County resident and as the executive director of Stone County 911, I can tell you this 911 field is moving so fast. It's even difficult for us to keep up with what's going on in the next gen. But yes, I have a board that I have to report to. Obviously, it's elected by the citizens of Stone County. And I have to do this every month. I have to make sure that I inform them what in the world is going on. And the thing is we are working diligently to hopefully one day that this system that we've created with Carbine, and because it is next gen, and then of course going down the road with next gen core services, we hope that that's finally going to be the end of all
the
solution, problems
the answer
to that we've been having for years. For 5 years, it's been very difficult. So I'm sure you've heard from your director here that we've had a lot of phone problems with the cell phone. So
right.
we're trying to get that done to where it's going to be autonomous and a lot easier to deal with. But of course, it's moving so fast, the technology. You may have 911 operators operating from their dining room kitchen soon. I mean, it's going that fast.
Well, and I was going to ask the sheriff there, but I didn't know if he wanted, as you know, we had the issues through his department just, I think it was last week, week before
okay.
we were
saying,
emailed them what they were having to do.
Yes, ma'am.
And
yeah.
just a matter of time that, and the other counties, being at other meetings like SimCon and stuff, they've talked the importance of getting this.
And I think I was talking less about technology and more about stuff being brought to us and in a timely manner for us to be able to get it through council, get the approvals.
Would you like me to start setting up a round table with you once a month?
If we're going to have a project like this, I think
needed.
A round table a couple weeks prior would be okay.
Yeah.
That way
yeah.
we can work out any kinks before we come down here and have to figure it out.
Yeah.
So.
And again, I'm not saying it could be us. I mean, I'm just saying whatever the process is, make it more smooth.
It's just been we've got the mapping project and Carbine project and this project, so I could do an update on. Well, every month when I send out the monthly reports on our budget, I have done a brief synopsis of each project, but I can mm-hmm. go further and set up that. Did you need that the original today, or
just a copy?
Okay.
Fine. It's all I need. Just
can
something
it be
to
emailed?
Put into the portal.
Can I email it to you, or can I? What can I do?
Doesn't it need to go through the clerk before we send it out? I don't have problem with you having a copy
well,
of it, but
I can.
Ms. Spencer,
email
what would you like?
Does the clerk need to sign it?
No, the clerk doesn't have an attest form on this.
Well, then I don't.
Don't think it needs to go through there yet.
Does there not need to be an attest form?
I would think so. Yes.
Yeah, I think we need to attach an attest okay. form to it.
And I can email it to you briefly as soon as it's...
As soon as possible.
Yeah, because there's nothing for the clerk to sign.
Okay.
Ms. Spencer, what would you... Are you able to do an attest form now?
I could, yes.